Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic suggested by the first caller of the day, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me welcome Ada Marie.
Well, thank you, and how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Wonderful. I have to answer a question that I was asked because it's the end of the year, and, you know, a lot of people are making resolutions and things. And so the question that was given me this morning about 4:30 was, is it a necessity to plan your year ahead and make resolutions that you always break?
That's a good question.
And I said, well, yeah, if you want to make resolutions and you know you're going to break them, that's fine. You're having a good time doing it.
She said, as long as you have a good time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I never thought of it like that, but it's always making something that's way beyond the ability to follow. I said, that's what most people do. But
yeah,
remember,
and you know, when you make a resolution for the whole year, you're not necessarily living in the day.
And you're not living in the year, so the year is way ahead of you. You're coming onto the year.
Right.
So don't do that.
Right, right.
What you can do, and my grandma always said, what you can do is live 1 minute of 1 hour of 1 day, and when you go to bed at night, ask God to direct your energy, your actions, and your deeds in common place with the world around you. With the world around you. That was the way she said it.
Yeah.
Meaning, you know, don't be angry, don't make waves, don't da-da-da-da. So you had to try to get along with everybody. That's not always the easiest thing you do.
That's right. I just want to tell area code 832 that you're caller number 2 of the day. And the first thing that we do is we talk about a topic, and then we take your calls. And Ada Marie answers any questions except for mediumship questions. She only does that in private sessions because it takes a while to contact the other side and give a full reading that way. So is there anything else you wanted to say about that, Ada Marie?
Only that a lot of times when people come for readings and they have to wait, they get a little nervous. But I have to be absolutely certain when somebody comes in that I ask them a question and they answer it. And then I ask the person who is here if that is true and false. Is that really what you think or what you said, or is that really what you're doing? Because if it's not, then I'm not going to bring that person in to help that person that's here.
Okay.
You see, there's a lot to be said about this work and being able to bring people in, because people call. This morning a lady called me from Londonderry and Prenic, and I talked to her and I answered her questions. And then I said to her, I said, now, is that all you need? And she said, well, I could go on for a couple hours. I said, no, you can't, because I don't have the time.
Right, right.
And she said, well, you know, you in 5 minutes you answered more questions than anybody has in my whole life. So I want to thank you. And she put some money in that, whatever you call it. You know, they can send you money over the
net. PayPal.
Yeah, PayPal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but it was very interesting because she was very much on top of what she wanted to know. So her answers came bing, 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 bing.
Good.
And I would like to remind people who are calling in for answers, make a list like she did, and you can make a list of as many questions as you want. Usually one question will answer several of those questions, so... we had a very wonderful session this morning, and I thought, what a way to start the new year.
Right.
She was really on top of it and was happy, and we laughed, and I want to tell you, it just made my new year for me.
That's great. Listen, area code 724, you're caller number 3, and we're going to discuss a topic now, but I want to give out Ada Marie's contact information. She does provide the first 15 minutes of a session for free, so you're going to want to copy this information down. You can check her out on the World Wide Web at thegoldenoracle.com, or you can call her Pacific time between the hours of 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. at area code 520-896-9510. Again, that is 520-896-9510. So,
and I think we need to tell them that I personally answer the phone, that phone number.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
And she'll get back to you if she's busy. She's very good at getting back to you in the day.
Right.
Okay. Unless she's out of town.
True.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. Stacy is the first caller of the day, and she wanted to talk about the change in structure of families and how we can get back to the way it used to be. And you said that's kind of a difficult topic to answer, but what do you have to say about that?
Well, as you know, we grew up with discipline. Even if our father was away at the service and... you know, all these things happen, and some people are widowed and some people are not. There was discipline. There was rules in the house. There was rules that had to be followed. People learned how to do things correctly because their parent made sure that they learned. And in today's society, I see kids in a grocery store running up and down the aisle and the mother saying nothing. No discipline in that household, I can tell you. So I find it a real difficult topic because I cannot understand somebody who has children and has had no training whatsoever in how to raise a child, because there are parenting classes, you know.
Well, the responsibility belongs to the parents, yes?
Right, it does.
Yeah, and the kids can't help it if they haven't been taught. I mean, we do what we have been taught. We
right.
project the attitudes that we're taught, and a lot of those are wrong attitudes, too.
Right, right. That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's one of those subjects that is endless.
Well,
so.
Maybe Stacy can ask you a more direct question about that. I know she's got a question of her own. So let's go to the phone lines and see what she has to say.
Good.
Okay. Hi, Stacy. Do you want her to talk anything more about structure of families? Is there anything specific
cover? What she said was true. I mean, society today has changed totally. It's no respect, no, you know.
You're right, Tracy. There is no respect, and the parents don't raise their kids to respect them. When a little tiny boy 3 years old would kick his mother, that the father should have stopped that.
Yeah, yep. And this is Stacy we're talking to, not Tracy.
Oh, Stacy.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm used to Tracy. I'm used to it.
Oh, you are Tracy?
No, but
okay.
My friends, I mean, I've been called Stacy Tracy. Yeah, I just get to the point. I answer it to it all.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I'll call you Stacy. Ada Marie can call you Tracy. No.
Well, Stacy, it's okay. Thank you for forgiving me.
Yeah. So, Stacy, do you have a question for Ada Marie today?
Yes, I do. And my question is, what do you see in regards to the relationship between myself and my daughter?
How old is your daughter?
She just turned 18.
Yeah, well, good luck, mother.
I know.
All of us that have had children have gone through this doorway that they seem to break loose and want to be on their own, and you can't tell them anything, and they don't listen to anything. And then 10 years from now, they'll come back, and they'll really understand what you said. I hear it from everybody, because they're kind of breaking loose to be their own person. And many of the things that they think they can get away with, they will find out that they can't, because it just doesn't happen that way, you know. So if I were you, I would get Grandma or your friend's mother to talk to her, and they'll listen to them. They won't listen to you, but they'll listen to them or their grandpa or their grandma. It's real, really very interesting how kids can learn so much in a short time with somebody else, something you've been telling them for years.
Mm-hmm.
True.
I just learned that myself. I'm like, what happened? Yeah, that is so true.
Yeah, so turn them over to a relative that you trust and have a chat with. Let them have a chat with them.
Okay.
I sent my son. He knew everything. He was around the world. He knew everything. After all, he was 12 years old. And I said, well, why don't you just go spend some time with your grandpa and grandma in Montana for the summer? Well, a new young man came home. Amazing. Was really amazing. Because my dad was not somebody to be fooled with, you know. Right was right and wrong was nobody, and that was it. And by the time he'd spent 3 months in Montana, he got the message. So, Daddy was never harsh or mean, but when he said something, he meant it, and then he told you why. See, that's what doesn't happen. Most parents don't sit down with their kids and say, this is why you don't do this. These are the things that could happen, and you were lucky it didn't, but it could have, and this is what you're facing. And I did that with all of my kids and my grandkids, but I'm surprised that the young people, even some of my grandkids said, well, Daddy never said that. I said, well, he should have, and you can ask him about it when you get home and have a discussion with him about it, because he's had that discussion before when he was like 10 years old. So he won't forget it because he's still in sync with it.
Right.
But I think that's what happens. There's got to be more explanation why you shouldn't do something to young people. I think when you explain to them the pros and cons, then they have something to think about and work with. And if I'm wrong, I'll stand graciously corrected, but I've never worked with any young people that didn't come back later years and say, you know, I learned more the summer we spent with you than we did growing up. So there is a lot to be said to offer them information that they're going to have to work with later on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if there's nothing else, Stacy, we probably should move on. We have four other callers on the line now. Did she answer your question, or do you have a follow-up?
She did. Thank you.
Oh,
you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling, Stacy. Okay,
take care,
hon. Yeah. Okay, I haven't talked to the other callers. I'm going to identify you by area code. The first one is area code 832. You're live. What is your name, please? I think you've got the mute button on area code 832. You are live now. We'll give you a minute
to check your phone.
Hey,
can you hear me now?
Yes, what's your name?
Hello. Okay. Hi, my name's Me Too.
Hi, Me Too. What's your question?
How's it going? I want to ask if you saw anything around my career, if you see a new job coming in for me, and if so, if it will be good, or do you see me staying where I'm at right now?
You're staying where you are right now, but along about the, I'd say near the mid end of July, you will get an opportunity to take another position, and it'll be a lot better.
Okay. Do you see what kind
now,
of field it
be
might
aware,
be
aware, you know.
Okay.
I don't know the field it's in. I do know that you're well versed in the field, and you'll be well liked where you're going.
Okay.
I know those two things. But you'll find out about it through a friend. That I know too.
Okay.
So,
okay, well,
be aware,
great.
You know. Yeah, pay attention.
Okay.
Because it's a raise in pay, and it's not so far to go. So that's good.
Okay. That's good. Okay, well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful year.
You too.
Thanks
Bye-bye.
For calling me. Okay, goodbye.
Thank you.
We lost a caller, but we still have two more. And I'm going to ask one of them to suggest another topic for us, so we will be discussing another topic today.
Okay.
Area code 724, you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, how are you guys?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah, what's your question?
I was just curious about my love life.
What about your love life?
Is it going to go anywhere? Like, it's kind of like there isn't really much of one.
It's not going to go into marriage, I can tell you that.
You're talking about in the near future, right, Ada Marie?
Yeah.
Or like
yeah.
ever. I don't ever really want to get married, though. So that's not...
Oh.
Oh, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
You've got lots of wonderful things to do in the next few years, so stay free and be able to do all those great and wonderful things and trips and everything. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Kristen, is there a topic you'd like Ada Marie to discuss today?
No, not really. I don't know of anything.
Okay, we'll go to the next caller and see if they have a topic. You're welcome to keep listening if you like. Okay.
Okay,
area code 312, you're next. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I have a question. If Ada Marie can see anything about this situation. Today, a coworker, she's an Asian female, started fighting with me today at work about some work that she claims I did wrong. But I believe it was her error that maybe caused the discrepancy in my work, maybe. And I'm just wondering if, because I know that she makes errors too, and I'm just wondering if you see her being sought out later on because the boss wants to terminate my contract because of her. She made a big deal out of it today.
Do they know you're thinking of terminating your contract because of her?
No.
Do they know that?
The other way around. The boss told me that she wouldn't be meeting me after next week.
Oh, okay.
And she cited the reason was because of this other girl alleged?
No. She just said that it was the work was slow. She didn't want to have any conflict with me.
I see. Oh. Well, so if she's leaving, is that all right with you?
No. I'm the one that's going to leave.
Oh, you're the one that's going to leave.
Yeah.
I wasn't hearing you right, I guess. I thought she was leaving. You have an option right now. You have an option of two different really good jobs. So be aware when you start looking, you'll be offered something good.
Yes, you are correct. I have two interviews on Friday for another two other agencies. Yeah, and then one is better than the other one. If one is like a training, but it's a project.
Right.
But that could lead to something else, like a teaching or something.
Right. And that might be your best bet.
Okay. Okay.
Because it could move you up and up and up.
Okay.
I would do that if it was me.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I had my heart set on. That's kind of what I had my heart set on. But,
that's
but
good.
Will this, will this girl get found out that she makes a lot of mistakes?
The girl that's where you want to go, or the girl that's leaving?
No, the girl that fought
with
me.
She's not leaving, Ada Marie, but the girl that had the altercation with her today, will she be found out that she's been making a lot of mistakes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In fact, somebody already knows something about it, that's a friend of hers that works there. But it will come to the... Because of her attitude, she will be out of a job.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll come up. It'll come up within the next couple... By the end of the month, she'll be gone.
Oh, okay. Yes, because she has a lot of errors, and she tried blaming it on me. And
right.
But I think they already are on to her, the big bosses. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, she'll be gone by the end of the month, honey. Don't worry. You're okay.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you so much. Thank you. Have a good day.
Karen,
welcome.
Well, thank you. But I have a question for you, Karen.
Sure.
We're looking for a topic to discuss. Is there something that you'd like to have Ada Marie talk about as a topic?
Yes, like jealousy in the workplace. It always happens, you know, like when you're working and you just have like people that are just jealous of you. You don't even have to do anything to them, and they're just jealous of
all
your
clothes.
All
you have to do is walk in the room, and they're right away. They're afraid.
Yeah.
You know why?
Yeah. Why?
Well, I'll explain it. It's simple. I've gone through that my whole life. You walk and carry yourself like you are a very good, special, knowledgeable person. And that exudes from people who are that way, and people who are not that way feel intimidated. It isn't that you've said anything. It isn't that you've done anything. But when you, that's just your demeanor. That's the way you are. If you're going to do it, you're going to do a good job, or you're not going to do it. You're going to turn it down. And these people are just hanging in there by the fingernails, keeping a job, because not because they want to do a good job, but just because they want a paycheck.
Right.
And
right.
I see that all the time. I have to go into companies for companies. One of the jobs I've had for years, and companies, large companies will call me and they'll say, we're having this in this department. What's going on? And I'll say, well, I don't know. Well, somebody is, you know, somebody's always having to report these bad things. Of course, you know what that's about.
Okay.
And so I go in and I take a desk and I sit down and I have some work to do because I have a phone there and there's work coming in. And after about a week and a half, I keep taking notes of what's going on at the tables around me, the desks around me. And it takes about 3 days, but I make sure that I spend a week to a week and a half. So when I go back to the company, I can say, this is what is going on, and this is the problem.
Wow.
And then they take it from there. I don't have to do anything. And they get rid of that bad egg, so to speak, and everything moves right out.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. I've had so many situations where they just get, like, completely jealous. And I've tried, like, not wearing a lot of makeup, dressing plainly. I mean, I'm just going to hang in there. But it doesn't matter.
It's all those
things.
But No, because you know what you're doing, you're competent, and you know your job. And they know that you can do your job, and you do it. And they don't want to work that hard.
Yeah.
I had somebody tell me one time, look, you're making all of us look bad. I said, we come in at 8 o'clock. We leave at 4. We have a X amount of work to do. They're expecting a product finished. If we don't finish it, we shouldn't be on the job. You do what you want to do, but I'm not changing the way I work. When they hand me this thing to work on, I work on it right away. I don't wait 3 hours before I look at it. So, and a lot of you work with people that kind of play around instead of getting the work done.
Right. That is correct. I caught them, like, playing around, filing, doing nothing, highlighting, just silly stuff. But the boss, I noticed the boss didn't say too much to them. She knew.
Yeah. So.
And she sent me home early today. But I kind of caught on that there wasn't a lot going on there. Period.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right. It's more like a holiday time.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
But if the person who runs the office has got their eyes open and paying attention, they know who's doing and they know who's not.
Yes.
So
exactly.
That's all you have to know. If they really pay attention like they're supposed to, and they're not doing something for somebody just because they like them, then you've got a good person to work under.
Yes. Yes.
So. That's where it's at.
I agree. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful year.
Take care,
Karen.
I'll
let you know how my job's going. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Please do. Yeah, we're on every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We like to hear how people make out. Okay, our next caller is area code 210, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
It's Pearl from Texas.
Pearl, did you say?
Yes.
Hi, Pearl. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's a beautiful new year.
Yes, it is. Yes.
It certainly is, yes.
We have finally had a little bit of sun poking through the skies today. So I kind of wonder if you think that I'm in the right career field. I feel ungrounded and just thought maybe you could shed a little bit of light onto my career path.
Well, what is your career?
I work on home services for decor and selling houses.
Selling houses?
Yes.
Or just decorating them?
Both.
You do them, in other words, you decorate them to sell.
Yes.
Okay, that's a good position. Are they selling well?
Slow, but I'm building clientele.
Well, yes, but I'm getting that from people in every state in the union that sales in property and housing is slow. Right now, slow, and I've been hearing that ever since the end of December, well, about the 10th of December, I guess, because they say that it's just a slow, slow thing. People come, they want it, they look at it, and, you know, then usually they're looking over their head, and I'm sure you get in a lot of that, too. So, It's not been a good sale time the last 6 months.
How are you feeling ungrounded, Pearl?
I feel like I'm just kind of a bit floating. Like I'm not grounded. So I can hug a tree and bathe in Epsom salt. Am I on the right spiritual soul path for me?
But honey, are you in the field of sales?
A little bit, yes.
Is that
that and creativity?
Pardon?
Sales and creativity.
City, pardon?
Sales and creativity.
Okay. So, and you're selling properties?
Yes.
Okay. Now, because that's a slow market right now, it has been for a while. It will along about the end of April, it'll start to pick up again, and it'll do good after that. The summer will be good for set property sales.
She's wondering if she's on the right career path, Ada Marie.
I know.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
She's saying that she liked sales, but she may be too soft. And what I mean by that is, she doesn't push hard enough with these people. She can't get them to come around, you know. They'll look and look and look, but they don't come around with it. And like, okay, when I was selling houses, I'd say, okay, it's okay because it isn't necessary. You buy this one. There's somebody waiting outside to already buy it. So it's not necessary that you take it. We got other houses too. And you know they like it a lot. So they walk outside and they walk around a little bit, and pretty soon they come back and say, well, we're considering. Okay. In the meantime, you got somebody else in the house looking at it. So it's just a sales trick is all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use it. It works.
Okay.
I mean, sometimes they both want the house, and then there's some, what do they call it, offers on it, and it gets a little better than normal, but you want to sound positive, and you want to sound in the know. You know, and they think you know, whether you do or not. You've convinced them, so therefore, they're going to come in and be serious about what they say. And they start talking. They're serious. You know, they got the money, then they're serious. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Be sure when you start with them that they got the money.
Yeah.
That they're ready.
I'm sure of that.
Yeah.
That's important.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
it
thank
is.
You.
Yes. You're welcome.
Thanks,
thank
Pearl,
you.
For calling.
Thank you.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
Okay, our next caller is area code 760. What is your name, please?
David, I can't believe it. And Ada, Marie, it's Carolyn. I've been trying to get through to you for months. You won't remember me, except you might be, Ada may be able to pick up on my energy.
Honey,
anyway,
have you
Ada
got
Marie,
a pencil? Write my phone number down. You got a pencil?
Well, I will, but I wanted to just, there's a lot we can't talk about on the air, but I wanted to just lodge your praises, too. Let me grab, yeah, I tried to get to you, not just on the phone, remember?
I know. Yeah, several people have come on this show and found me. When my phone is, you know, my phone has been ringing for 40 years, so same number, 520.
Wait, hold on.
Huh?
I'm disabled. I'm not quick. I'm disabled, and there's a lot going on. Okay. I'm ready.
Got a pencil?
She's fine.
520-896-9510. And I'm in Arizona, so I don't take calls until 6 a.m. Yeah?
Ada, to save time, I scheduled a session in the past. I had your phone number. We talked about my coming to you in Arizona to
right.
The ranch. And just to say the dark energy has been on steroids. What's been on since then?
Just a minute.
But I wanted you to...
It's very, Carolyn, it's very hard to hear you. Are you on speakerphone?
I can't hear at all.
Yeah. Is there a way that you can take it off speakerphone and we can see if we can hear you better?
No, that's not the problem.
Yeah, we can't hear you at all.
Can you call me back when I'm
Something's wrong with your phone.
I can hear you. Until you and Ada came on, it was clear as a bell. In a minute, our energies connect, so to speak, they get messed with. I don't know what to suggest unless you and Ada can come up with something. No, this is through Hangouts. It's all on speaker. I don't have.
Can you hear her?
All right, let me take down your number. Yeah, I kind of get the idea. We'll give you a quick call back after the show's over, and then you can set up a time with Ada, okay?
Yeah.
Now, hang on. Let me copy down your phone number. I've got it on the screen.
No, I can't give that out on the air. No way. They already have it.
How are we going to call you?
Well, really quickly, I have
Ada's number,
so if you're
Well, give her my number,
anything.
And then she can call me.
I have it, Ada.
Okay.
I have it. You and I, yes, I have it. I did a session with you, and you gave me some wonderful, an exhortation to try to, what's to say, protect myself as a light worker.
Well then call me after the show.
Yeah, okay. But David, really quickly, can you ask Ada just a lesson to question. Is there any
say that again?
Any message from spirit that's coming through? And I don't
All right.
need to speak. I could just listen.
All right. Okay. Ada, she wants to know if there's any message coming through for her.
Well, I haven't asked for one because I can hardly hear her.
Right.
And so if she calls me after the show, which she would have to do anyway, I'll call on the spirit.
Okay,
to see
I
if
heard
we
that.
Get somebody.
David,
yeah,
David. First of all,
okay.
I want to. If your listeners, David, can hear me, I just want to say I always do this. It's my life. First of all, Ada Marie, I listen to you. You give not only just wonderful messages from spirit, but you give such wonderful practical advice, particularly. And David, you are such a beautiful soul, and you are just so beautifully intuitive, and you. Been through so much and come through the other side. And for that, I vicariously take joy with you. Blessings.
Thank you, Carolyn. I was able to hear everything you said. I doubt Ada caught it all. But Ada, she was lauding you with praise for your wisdom and practical advice and your intuition, if I heard it correctly. And she will call you after the show.
Okay, that's fine. That's a good thing. So, thank you. Your voice sounds very familiar, but I can't place it right offhand.
Well, they fiddled. It will be familiar, but my voice box has been tampered with today too. So, I'll just take a deep breath, Ada Marie. I'm going to take one before signing off. I'm going to take one deep breath and try to send you some energy, and David too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I just said
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I just said it.
Okay. Very good. Blessings to you, Carolyn.
To you too, David.
She sounds so familiar, but I just her voice is just a little bit. Well, she's kind of congested or something.
No, it's a problem with the reception.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So, Carolyn, God bless, and give Ada a call later.
Both. They're throwing everything at me. Both. She's right.
Oh.
You're right. Both. My chest, my voice. They make me. And also the interference through the ether to through every obstacle. I called other networks, and the whole network will go down. Okay. Over and out. Love you both.
Okay.
Love you too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Moving on to area code 303. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm good, David. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Do you have a question for Ada Marie today?
I do have a question, and it's nice to speak with you again, Ada Marie. It's been a while. But I was wondering if you could take a look at my finances in this coming year as I'm putting together my own business.
Uh, You want to know how it's going to go, or you want to know what area you're going to work in?
Well,
financially, you'll do well once you get through that first 2 months.
Okay. And
that'll be a little tight. It won't be bad, but it'll be tight. But it'll open up after that.
Okay,
and you'll
that's
do
great.
Well.
Okay. Well, thank
it'll
you so much.
You're welcome, but it'll take a couple. Yeah, the couple months you'll be kind of getting everything lined up the way you really need it.
Okay.
Because you'll
okay,
be busy
so.
All summer.
I'll be busy all summer.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's
yeah.
terrific. Thank you
yeah.
so much.
Yeah, and on into the year. But, I mean, the summer will be good for you. It'll get you really solid.
Oh, good. Well, that's
yeah.
perfect. That's great timing. That's exactly what I was hoping. So thank you so much.
And that's what you needed right now. So that's good.
Marilyn, do you have a topic you'd like Ada Marie to discuss? We have time left in the show, and you're the last caller at present. Yeah.
Sure.
She's. We always love to have a topic to discuss when there aren't callers on the line.
Well, I would love to talk about the discussion of, or the topic of intentions, and how we can use our intention to create
perfection,
a kind of fulfillment, yeah, we want in our lives.
Oh, that's a good topic.
It is a good topic, and when people take that intention to the heart, they'll get results. And the lady on the phone knows that because she's done it. You take the intention. I'm going to mention my intention. Now, remember that song? I'm going to mention
yeah.
my intention.
Familiar, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, and that's what they did. They were taking it to their heart, and it came out well. So I think that what happens with most people, they can intend to be positive, and then somehow or another they fall into a negative state thinking about it instead of quit. If you quit thinking about something, you give it time to work. My grandma used to say, are you going to carry that around on your shoulder for the next 10 years, and then by the time it happens, you don't need it? In other words, let go of it. When you have it clear in your mind, let go of it. Turn it over to God. Turn it over to the ether. Turn it to the heavens. But let go of it.
Mm.
And it'll come to pass. And it'll pass in the time when you actually really need it to pass. And I can't tell people. I say it's called the knowing. Do you understand the knowing? When you
yes.
when you've done something and it's right and you know it, let go of it. Let it be. Let it go on to do its thing. So if people understood the knowing, a lot of them would have no problem whatsoever, because the way they worry, if that worry was turned into knowing, they would be in a real
right.
good place. Yeah.
Right.
That's true.
Right. When
so
we turn
right.
it over, when we turn it
yeah.
over to God, our intention, are we consciously blessing it and letting it go?
Releasing.
And
yes,
yeah.
we're consciously yeah. letting it go. We're releasing it to a higher power.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I very often have to go to a hospital where a person is very, very ill, and everybody around them are standing there praying and feeling sorry for him. I said, did it ever occur to any of you to stop the nonsense and just see this person perfect? If we all join hands around this bed and see this person in perfect health, mentally, physically, emotionally, and ready to jump out of that bed, I said, I can guarantee you that in 3 days they'll get up. And they look at me and they say, well, they can't. I said, stop it. I don't want to hear it. Listen to me. We're going to see them perfect. get that stuff out of your head. Because it's true. You've got to see the subject perfect if you want them to get well, to be healed.
Mm.
You know?
Right.
I mean, my goodness. It only makes sense. If you put a cake in the oven and you don't turn the damn oven on, it never bakes.
Well, that would apply to any intention, wouldn't it? You have to see it as perfect and hold
as
that.
As perfect.
That.
Whatever the intention is. Whatever the intention is, you have to see it perfect. And then you have to leave it perfect. Don't go back and try to redo it. Leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how it works. I do private retreats and classes. And once or twice a year, I put on a seminar for a weekend. But I never take more than 20 people. And when they leave here with their notebooks, they have the whole rigmarole around. We've gone through the whole thing, and they'll call back months later, and I share this with my sister. It's amazing. We all became friends just because they learned how to do something simple. And to me, that's a wonderful because that's what happens. When people don't know how to do something, they scramble themselves and make themselves sick thinking about it.
Mhm. What about the idea of being present in the moment and using your attention or your focus right now?
That's
what
you should do.
That's a part of it.
Being in the moment,
now.
When you see something and it's correct, and you know it's correct, that's the time to act. The time to act, to be positive. To be moving forward in a good manner, that's what they call action.
Right.
Don't wait to find out what somebody else thinks. Who cares? If it's up to you and it's something that pertains to you and you feel it inside, then do it.
Uh-huh.
But you
it's
need
going to be positive.
You need to release it and know that it will come to pass in God's time, right? Not necessarily your own.
Oh, no, it never happens in your own time.
Yeah.
It never, ever happens in your own time. It will happen when it is best for you.
Uh-huh. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense because God takes care of us.
Right, he does,
mm-hmm.
And he isn't going to let you do something that is going to cause you a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, once you put it out there, pay attention to that little voice inside of you, and that energy coming from your heart, because it'll guide you through the whole thing.
Mhm. Yeah.
So
do you use meditation with your intentions, Ada Marie? Do you meditate
you can,
on your intentions?
You can use meditation and. One of the things I do when I, especially if it's a heavy thing with somebody that is far away, I just hang up the phone and sit down and say, okay, Father, I am sending perfection. I am sending total harmony, peace, positive, healthy help and perfection into every cell and molecule of that household and that family and that person and everything they contact. Because if you don't remember to put contact in there, they're not going to get to the right people.
Right.
Makes sense.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful.
And a lot of people forget to put the energy into the contact, but it's the contact that's going to make it work.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Well, this is fabulous. Conscious intention. It just sounds like an easier way to allow, you know, sort of the positive in
right.
our lives. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And a positive intention, nothing could be better, could it? What could be better?
No, that's right.
Nothing. It'd be so good. Because in a positive intention, everything is positive.
Right. Yeah. I read that we
don't really have any dreams that can't be fulfilled. And so
that's correct.
That's correct.
Be sure you
yeah.
want them fulfilled. Yeah.
Right. Right. That's probably key to all of that. But the process of,
right.
of fulfilling those dreams that we want includes intention, right? That's part of the process
right.
of fulfilling it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
So be sure
okay.
your intention is positive and honorable
mm-hmm.
to yourself and everybody else.
That's
don't
amazing.
Ever do something to somebody that you wouldn't want done to yourself.
The other thing that I've heard about that is that when you send it forth to pray for this or something better so that you don't limit God.
Right. That's you're correct.
Right. That sounds beautiful. Boy, we certainly are powerful beings, aren't we?
Yes,
I appreciate
we are. And
that.
If we're careful with our thinking and we're careful with our actions, we can do wonders and help the whole world around us. But if we're going to be finding fault, we're going to make all kinds of problems in our life.
Mm. Yeah.
My grandma used to say, if you can find that much fault, you're that much trouble. So we had to quit complaining.
I love that.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty sharp myself. But that was after I was a little older and I understood it better.
Yeah. How do you teach others to find their own sort of resources, if you will, to bring about all that they desire, Ada, Marie?
The best, I teach those classes, I teach a seminar about that, and basically I'm going to tell you how it works. When you get over finding fault with yourself, then
mm-hmm.
the things that you desire and you work toward will happen. But you must get over finding fault with yourself. Well, I can't do this because of that. I can't do this because of that. I can't da 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 da. Get out of that hole.
You've got to stop
yeah.
making excuses.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's across the board, I gather.
Absolutely, and everything in your life. You got to quit making an excuse.
Mm.
That's tough for a lot of people.
Mm.
Sometimes people aren't even aware that they're doing that.
Yeah.
I know they're not. I listen to them and I think, do you know what you just said? And
yeah.
if I know them well enough, I tell them. And they
mm-hmm.
just are shocked.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's an important part of discovering who you are, I guess.
That's
you know,
right.
To take responsibility, to be
right.
accountable.
I haven't set up a time yet this year for a group in May or June, but I will put together a seminar for a weekend in May or June, and when I do, we'll talk about it. Because
okay.
I have a lot of printing. When people come and I do a seminar, I give out a lot of material. And just getting the material together is a big job by itself. So
right.
I haven't got a decision. I'm trying to think of what month. We're in Arizona, so I'm trying to think of maybe April or May would be best.
Mm-hmm.
So we wouldn't get burned to death.
Right.
Yeah. So if you come
and
up with any ideas, let me know.
Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah. It sounds
so if any
like
of you have
wonderful...
an idea, I'm open for, you know, I got plenty of space open for a whole weekend, Friday night to Sunday night.
Okay.
Well, maybe
or we
I
could
yeah.
do the middle of the week too, huh?
But I mean, this is inspiring me to think about, you know, new things I'd like to learn from you. That's
well, I'll be happy to help you. So that would be fun.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Yeah, I would only take 20 people in a workshop, because that's about all one person can really help in a 2-day period. If you
yeah.
come in on Friday and you leave on Sunday afternoon, and we've got more than 20 people, how can I get to everybody? I can't.
Right.
I can. So we have 20. I found out that I can take and help 20 people in 2 days, so that they feel like they got a whole new beginning, and that's what has to happen.
Well, I think that a lot of people are wanting to get in touch with sort of this new awareness or this new consciousness of creating with, you know, kind of authentically in touch with their own inner beings. I think that's kind of
right.
a big topic these days.
Well, that's,
yeah.
when I do these workshops, that's the first thing we do is we get to know ourselves in 6 sentences or less. So it's a wonderful thing. Everybody is laughing their head off, you know. Tears are running down their face because they're laughing at themselves. But that's okay. They get it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, this is kind of, I think, where we're all
but
going.
Sometime in it'll have to be May or June, I think, because the weather will be better.
Right.
Here in Arizona.
Okay.
Anything else, Marilyn?
No, I think that's thank you so much for letting me chat. That this is really wonderful. What a beautiful
well, thank you
experience
for, chatting.
For me.
Well, we've enjoyed it, and you happened to be the last caller, so we had time to do that. That's wonderful. Last week we had 20 callers, so there wasn't time to do that. We couldn't get anybody. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you have my
phone
number, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I do. So I wrote it down.
Good. Give
I
me a call and we'll talk.
Okay.
Yeah. And we'll chat.
Thank you.
I go to bed
we'll
at
chat.
10 o'clock at night, but I'm up at 5 in the morning, so I have a long enough day.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, people start calling around 6 or 7, and I take calls in.
Wow.
Okay, well, Marilyn, thank you for
again.
Calling in, and thank you for contributing to the show today.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Ada, I think that's it. We've just got a minute left, unless there's anything else you'd like to say.
Just love and light, and everybody have a fabulous new year.
All right. Sounds good to me. You too.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Okay.
Good night, and God bless.
God bless you too. Okay.
Thank you.